العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه ومن استن بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد وقد قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولقد آتينا لقمان الحكمة أن اشكر لله ومن يشكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن الله غني حميد وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس يتحسر أهل الجنة إلا على ساعة مرت بهم ولم يذكروا الله تعالى فيها أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام All praise, all thanks is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who yet again has given us this beautiful opportunity of gathering on the occasion of Jumu'ah. This is indeed a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These ayats of the Quran which I have read, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about Luqman alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ That we had granted Luqman alayhi salam hikmat, we had granted him wisdom, And we told him that be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ That person who is grateful, that person who shows gratitude, who is thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in actual fact, he is being grateful for himself. Why? Because وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ Because a person shows ingratitude, he is ungrateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need anybody's gratitude. Allah is independent, Allah is غَنِي, غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ And apart from being ghani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that is always praised. So Allah is not in need of our praises. We are fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us this opportunity to praise Him. Anyway, we are living in a time and an era where three bombarded, being affected, there is an impact on three things. One is our iman, the other is modesty, and the third aspect that is lacking and there is an influence is the concept of accountability. So IMA, our iman, This modesty, the levels of modesty are dropping, and this concept of accountability in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one day we have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we'll have to account for every single thing. So, these few minutes that we've got, I'll just discuss the advices that Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam had given his son. And from these advices we can understand this concept of these three things. Now to understand Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam, he was a person of black origin. He was a non-Nabi, but his words of wisdom are even mentioned in Quran. So you can imagine what a martaba Allah Pak had given him, that despite him being not a Nabi, in fact he was offered nubuwat, and he had refused. So somebody had asked Luqman alayhi salam, that why did you refuse taking nubuwat, such a great thing? He said, if I had been commanded to accept it, I would have been honored to accept it, but I was given the choice between wisdom and the choice of nubuwat. If I had asked for nubuwat, then I would be responsible to fulfill the haqq of nubuwat. And then I wouldn't have expected the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is something that I canvassed for, this is something that I asked for, it wasn't given to me. But nubuwat, this hikmat was something that was given to me, so I knew that this had the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it teaches us something very important, that in our deen we don't canvass for any position. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants a person a position, he accepts a position, and he tries and he fulfills the right of that position. But there isn't such a thing as a person announcing and a person taking such a position. This comes when it comes on its own, then it comes with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned in Ma'riful Quran that Hazrat Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu was asked that describe the characteristics of Luqman alayhi salam, the physical characteristics. So he mentioned that Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam was an Ethiopian slave. He was a slave, he was a carpenter by trade, and his looks, he wasn't a very tall person, he was naturally dark in complexion, and then Mujahid rahmatullahi, he explains further to say that he had thick lips. Jabir radiallahu anhu explained that his nose also was flat, and then Mujahid explains that he had thick lips, his feet also was cracked. In other words, from a beauty point of view, from a point of view that we naturally attribute, we attribute goodness, we attribute beauty, we attribute it generally also to looks. Even from that aspect, he didn't have any looks. So somebody had asked Luqman alayhi salam, that were you not such a person that was a shepherd, that you were grazing flocks in the jungle, and you were the slave of such and such a person. He said, indeed. So how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise you to such a level where people are thronging to you from far and wide? On your tongue is just words and words of wisdom that are coming out, pearls of wisdom that are coming out. It was mentioned that he was even a Qazi in the time of the Bani Israel. He was in the era of Dawud alayhi salatu was salam. So he was asked this question. So he said, I had two qualities in me. The first quality is I was extremely honest. That every single thing, very careful, that I mustn't go against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm fully aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at me. And the second quality that I had is anything that didn't concern. Anything that didn't concern me, I stayed away from. I didn't involve myself in useless activities, activities of no benefit, whether in the dunya or whether in the akhirat. I had these two qualities. So he explains that any person who brings these qualities, Allah Pak will cause him to have wisdom. And what is wisdom? Wisdom in reality is to say the right thing at the right time to the right person with the right niyat and having the right approach. When a person has five things, then automatically wisdom now is flowing from him. He's bringing, Mawlana Alwi Rahmatullah Alayhi say, to bring that ilm into amal, to bring that knowledge into action is a sign that this person has got wisdom. So anyway, Luqman Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, he was advising his son. He's advising his son, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يُعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. The first advice he's giving his son is with regard to imaniyat. That be very careful, don't ascribe any partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Generally we just link it and we leave it at the highest form that a person attributes other idols or other gods. But it has more than that. When a person is in need, who's his heart turning to? Who is our heart turning to when there is a need, when a person is sick, when a person is in need of funds, when a person is any type of difficulty, is his heart going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or his heart now going to the bank manager? Is his heart going to some friend or some contact? This also is showing some level of shirk. That ya bunayya la tushrik billah. Don't ascribe any partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna shirka la zulmun azim. That the shirk is such a thing that it is the greatest form of oppression. Why? A person, for example, he's got his wife. He won't tolerate that his wife shows interest in anybody else. But yet he didn't create that woman. And that woman is not, he's not his servant. But yet he won't tolerate that that woman should show interest in anybody else. Can you imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us and we are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can Allah Pak tolerate that we ascribe any partner besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Anyway, the second advice that Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam had given his son, Ya bunayya, innaha intaku mithqala habbatin min khardal, fatakun fi sakhratin aw fi samawati aw fi al-ardi ya'ti biha Allah. Oh my beloved son, remember something. This got to do with accountability. At the beginning I mentioned imaniyat, modesty and accountability. He's telling his son with regards to accountability. First he started with imaniyat. Now he's telling his son, oh my beloved son, that remember anything even to the extent of a rye seed, a mustard seed, how small this is, small mustard seed, that if it were to be concealed fi sakhra, in a boulder, in a rock, فَتَكُونَ فِي سَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, or whether it will be somewhere in the heavens, in the skies, أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, or it's concealed somewhere in the earth, one small seed, يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهُ, Allah will bring it forth. In other words, Allah has knowledge even of that. So don't think that, oh my son, you can do anything and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have knowledge of it. Allah is fully aware of it. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, that every person, وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْضًا, every person shall come alone in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reward of having accountability, Allah mentions in Surah Rahman, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ, that Allah Pak not giving one jannah to this person. A person who was aware of this concept of accountability, he's careful that Allah Pak now will give him the two jannahs, not just one jannah. And this world is such that a person can get away. When a person is living in this world, he can get away with different stories and he can get away with different incidents. But in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person can't get away with anything. There's one story, an incident, just to illustrate for our purposes, that there was one person who was under SARS audit. Now we know when a person is under SARS audit, automatically the pressure levels go high. People get excited now how to deal with it and what to do. So he was a bit of a intelligent person. Now one of the things that SARS would do is they look at the person's statement of assets and liabilities and look at the movement now in his assets and liabilities, add that movement, that increase in assets to his living expenses, and see whether it ties up with the income that he has shown. If there is a discrepancy, he must give some answers for it, that where did you get the additional funds? So when they were asking, they were having now, they called this person in and having an interview. So they looked at his things and they said, surely you must have undertaken some overseas trips. We're not seeing it reflected here in your living expenses. So this person now, he gives an answer. He said, no, you see, that was my wife's in life savings, that was. So she donated some money to me, and then that's how we went overseas. So the first answer, this receiver person, this auditor, he felt now this person had given a valid answer. So now every question that they're asking him is giving some answer. Next question, where did you get these funds from to do this? He said, no, I borrowed it from such and such a person. So every question they're asking him, they thought this person had an answer. So one question now this person came, he said, tell me something. You must have given some charity. In this last 5 years that we're looking at this review period, you must have given some zakat. So now this person goes silent. Silent. No zakat is reflected here. So he keeps quiet. So now this person from the receiver gets very excited. That now we caught this person. This big mota, we caught him now. That he hasn't reflected his charities and his zakat. So he keeps quiet. So they said, now tell us. He said, you see, this is a very private matter. My zakat and my charity is very private. So they said, we guarantee you confidentiality. From our side, we guarantee you confidentiality. And if we have to expose this information, we'll get in trouble. So you've got our guarantee. So again, he looks from right to left. He says, but you know what? This is extremely personal, private. He said, no, again, we're giving you our guarantee. So then now this person, he says, okay, after looking this side, that side, he says, come closer. Come closer. I don't want to even say it loudly also about my charity. So now they get more excited. Now we've got a big sum from this person. He calls the receiver person close. You see, last 5 years, I didn't pay any zakat. Last 5 years, I didn't pay any zakat. So now they said, hey, even this chap too, now we lost him even on death. But the point is that in this dunya, a person can make up stories. In akhirat, a person can't make up any stories. So therefore, Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam is telling his son, even if it is to the extent of a rice seed, so ya'ti biha Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take it out. Allah Pak will bring out that information. There isn't such a thing as hiding from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he goes on, ya bunayya aqimish salata wa'mur bil ma'rufi wanha 'anil munkar. Oh my beloved son. Now this also teaches us something, that when we are advising our children, when we are advising youngsters, when we are giving advice in general, use beloved words, use beautiful words. Use beautiful words that, oh my beloved son, that perform salat, establish salat, wa'mur bil ma'ruf, enjoin good, forbid evil, wasbir ala ma asabak. Oh my son, in life you're going to be faced with things that will hit you, will befall you. There will be some tragedies, there will be some difficulties. Wasbir ala ma asabak. Oh my son, be very patient upon what befalls you. Inna Allaha latifun khabir. Then he goes on further to say, ya bunayya, that, oh my beloved son, that he goes on further now to tusahhir khaddaka linnas, that don't turn your face out of pride, out of arrogance, away from people. This word sahar comes from the word sahara, which actually means a disease that afflicts camels. I'll terminate now, inshallah, with this last part of the advice. That is a disease that afflicts camels, that the head of the camel tilts to one side. That don't be like that. Don't, you know, when you see a man with a stroke, sometimes his head is that. Don't show arrogance to people. So don't show arrogance. Don't haughtiness, turn your face away. وَلَا تُصَحِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Don't walk on the earth with pride. Don't walk with any types of air about yourself. Bring humility in yourself. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like those people that are arrogant and are proud. And the last bit of advice he gives his son, he said, وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشِّكَ وَخْدُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ. Oh my son, that even in your physical approach, one is your internal approach, even in your physical approach, be moderate in your pace. Don't be too fast you can fall over, or too fast that you can ignore people around you. Be moderate in your pace. Walk with dignity. وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشِّكَ وَغْدُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ. Even in your speech, oh my son, be very, very soft in your speech. Be medium, be moderate in your tone. وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشِّكَ وَغْدُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ. إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ. The most repugnant of sounds is the sound of an ass braying. They don't just loudly speak. Don't just speak loudly anyhow. Be careful even of your speech. Look at these beautiful words of Luqman alayhi salatu salam that he had given to his son. Our time has expired, has elapsed. But the lessons we take from here is that as far as our iman is concerned, always be careful that we don't ascribe any type of partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to modesty in our approach, modesty in our ways, modesty in our style, bring about that humility. This is something that is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third thing, accountability, that on day will come when we'll have to answer for every single thing. even to the extent of a mustard seed. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.